You're listening to AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad to have you here. It is a very, very unique opportunity and one that I look forward to every single spring. My very good friends from Food for the Poor are back in studio with us, and we can't wait to see how many children we can actually save today. It's Food for the Poor Day. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
And he's playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. Are you enjoying the spring weather today? The sun's back out. It's a good day. The eclipse is gone. The earthquake is gone. All the crazy weird things that were going to happen this week. You know, fingers crossed, and please, Lord, don't let anything else come. Hopefully, it's all gone behind us, which is a great feeling. Given that now we have the opportunity to turn around and help some people that do not have any help anywhere else. I'm talking about the children that Food for the Poor, our very good friends at Food for the Poor, reach every single day. There is a brand new list of 325 kids. These are children that pastors know in individual towns and cities across Central and South America, the most impoverished neighborhoods that you can possibly imagine. And these children have been identified as the ones that most need our help. $80 will feed one of them for an entire year this year. The question is, how many will you help today? That's the question. Would you be willing to help one or two or four? Depending on your level of generosity, we can get to this goal of 325 children, and I believe in a rather remarkably fast period of time. But we have some very exciting news to add to that. And that is that if you give in this hour, every gift coming in this hour will have its impact matched child for child. You give money for one child to be fed, two children will be fed. You give money to feed two children, four children will be fed. You give money to feed four children, eight children will be fed. That's how impactful this is. So please don't waste time. Go to the phone and dial 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or put in the web browser WMCA.com, click the red banner at the top of the page, and you're off and running. Now, back to discuss all of this and more with me is my friend Anitra Parmali, who is from the Food for the Poor headquarters in Florida. And Anitra, it's always a fun time when we get together, because I know when I see your face and I hear your smiling voice, that means that children are going to receive answers to prayers that they've had.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I mean, I've scooted to the edge of my chair because we are seeing miracles happen. I mean, I love words, but I also take them very seriously. We are seeing children moved from hunger to hope. People are already checking in and saying, are you kidding me? To know that an $80 gift is going to rescue a child, providing two meals a day for a year. And then to hear the opportunity that that's going to be matched right now. Oh, sign me up, because I've got children in my life, or God has blessed me, or I don't want to walk by a need. And we're talking about just a desperation that's hard to really communicate. So I would love for you to meet one of the little girls that's on the other side of your gift. She represents the hundreds of children that we're inviting you to step into, whether it's a gift of $80, $160. We've had gifts of hundreds of dollars. Whatever your gift, know that you are transforming lives just like Eveline's.
I want to ask Eveline, why is she crying?
Eveline, ¿por qué estás llorando tú?
Que tengo hambre.
I am crying because I'm hungry. ¿Por qué tienes hambre?
Que no hemos comido nada.
Because today we haven't had any food.
What was the last time she ate and what did she eat?
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que comiste y qué comiste?
Ayer, solo agüita tomé.
Yesterday we only had some boiled water.
Yesterday, we only had boiled water. Anitra, I cannot even begin to fathom being faced with the reality of giving my children that for sustenance. You know, my boys are getting to the age now where one's 11, one's 14. They're starting to eat a lot more than their sister. And the idea that at any stage in life, we would have just put a bowl of boiled water in front of them and said, you know, this is what we have to eat today. And thank goodness they're able to boil it, because in some places you can't get clean water. So if they're boiling it, at least they're boiling the impurities out of it. But how can a child successfully grow or stay healthy in that environment, Anitra?
It's impossible. And it's that kind of stark desperation that makes the after from your gift so much more inspiring. So before, you've got Eveline having only had boiled water the day before. Before, you have a grandmother like Gloria only able to give her grandchildren an egg amongst the four of them. Before, there's story after story. I mean, we've walked into homes and seen a pot boiling and just out of innocence inquired, oh, what are you cooking? And the mother, shamefaced, looks down and says, I'm not cooking anything. I'm hoping my children sleep before they realize there's nothing to eat. I mean, that's the before, okay? That's the picture we're painting of these hundreds of children that were coming to you and inviting you to be a part of and asking, how many children can you rescue? The after is a mother falling to her knees, throwing up her hands and shouting with joy. It's a father where you think there's no emotion, and then you start to see a smile just dance around his lips because he almost cannot believe that this burden he's carried for so many months has been relieved. Food for a year. These are parents praying for one meal for their children. Imagine when a pastor, a minister knocks on the door and says, a stranger has stepped forward, and because of his or her generosity, your children are going to eat today, tomorrow, next week, through the heat of summer, into fall, through Christmas, through next Easter. I mean, it almost boggles the mind. Kevin, I love that a listener said in the comments, when you go to the website and click on that red Give Life banner, we ask you all the normal information about how many children you want to rescue, but we also ask you to share, if you'd like, why you gave. And I love that they said, I love the feeling I'm having right now. I'm actually going to put a reminder in my phone on a random day in the next several months to remind me when my day gets crazy of this feeling. That because God moved in my heart and I said yes, children are eating on that day. I love that. I love that reminder.
That is really great stuff. Friends, here's the thing. There are 325 children that if we do not help, they will likely not be here a year from now. If we don't get food to them at this point in time, their situation is that dire. That's why they're on this list. That's why the pastors that Food for the Poor works with in the field have identified them. That's where these names come from. They are the ones that need the most help. And right now, for the next remainder of this hour, you're going to be able to double the impact of your gift when you call 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Or go to WMCA.com. Coming right back from New York, it's Kevin McCullough. Stay here.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Congressman Dan Goldman.
Why would any of us just allow someone to go in the store, buy a gun, no training, no background check, no investigation, when we have police officers who have to go through the training, background investigations, and psychological?
This argument you hear from the right that they're trying to take away your guns without due process to determine whether or not you actually have a mental illness sufficient to refuse you to be able to get a gun is false. Red flag laws are designed to create a process, a due process, to assess whether someone has the proper mental health to be able to be qualified to own a gun. But you can take away the gun temporarily first and then go through the process. You don't have to go through the process and then take away the gun.
Stay informed. Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM WNCA.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Evangelist Jerry Savelle will be at Faith Exchange on April 18th at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss this powerful message.
When you walk out of here, you should have faith for a 2024 being a year of progression, advancement, promotion, and your highest expectations being fulfilled.
Live in God's blessing, April 18th at 7 p.m. Faith Exchange is located at 95 Leonard Street in New York City. For more information, go to faithexchange.org.
We are proud, proud to serve our country, to serve our local communities, to wear the uniform, to be a soldier, to serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready, we're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of the box stores or the shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they would prefer to just pass the savings directly on to you. And they're having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem/solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. And to get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack of towels set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer won't last long, so order right now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. That's MyPillow.com and use promo code WMCA.
The Overcomer's Minute with Pastor Steve Milazzo from Bethlehem Assembly of God in Valley Stream, New York.
What is the secret to living a life of victory? Well, it's found in verse 38. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is found in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can move forward in our lives with confidence, with boldness and security. So the next time you find yourself facing a giant or walking through a valley or just wondering why God allows certain things to happen in your life, remember everything he does is motivated by his wonderful love. And this is your Overcomer's Minute for the day.
Visit us at BethlehemAG.org.
You're listening to
Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, welcome back. Thank you to those of you that called during the break, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Maybe you went online to WMCA.com and made a gift there. Anitra, I feel like it's always important for us to thank those who are stepping up and saying, yeah, count me in, and we've got some early adopters here.
We do indeed. I'm talking to you, Jose, listening in Edison. So grateful. And when he clicked on the red banner, he filled out all the regular information when he gave his gift on the web. But he also said the reason he gave was because he thought of his 5 and 1 year old grandchildren who are living with he and his wife and their mother and just wanted to give something. I love that he's extended his hospitality, not just to the family he can see, but also to the family he can't see. We're talking about children in some of the most impoverished countries throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. We're talking about hundreds of children. And yet, I love that so many of you are considering the next one child, the next 2 children. The next 4 children. Maybe God has resourced you. You've had a great year and you've done your taxes and you're like, okay, I can rescue 8 children, knowing that a one-time gift of $320 doesn't rescue 4 children, which is already miraculous. But right now, because of the match, because a generous donor to Food for the Poor is matching your gift meal for meal, a one-time gift of $320 rescues 8 children. 8 children. I love the chance to make them 3D. Kevin and I have both traveled in your name, and I love the chance for you to hear what about the mothers and fathers on the other side of their gift.
We have been to homes where all the child is crying for is a tortilla. And she's crying and saying, mi tortillita, mami, mi tortillita. And the mother does not have it. We come to tears when we see that. Because can you imagine telling your child who is crying just for a piece of bread and not to be able to give it to them? Can you imagine the pain of that mother to have to tell the child, I don't have anything for you right now? When they hear those cries for hunger that must break their hearts, to say to them, we cannot feed you now, maybe tomorrow. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking.
Truly, and it's not the kind of thing that any parent ever wants to be faced with. But in reality, Anitra, when we're dealing with countries like Haiti or Guatemala, Honduras, we're talking about some of the poorest landscapes on planet Earth. Haiti is the 3rd poorest country on the globe. Guatemala and Honduras are not far behind. These are countries that have faced multiple calamities in recent years, tsunamis, earthquakes. You know, we had all throughout the tri-state, people were putting up signs on their social media, I survived the earthquake of 24 in New York, and you see a pepper shaker knocked over on the table with a few flakes out on the table. You know, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about massive, massive calamities. And then on top of that, economies that are already so poor to scale for the populations that are there. And who is the most vulnerable when a poor population endures calamity? It's the youngest of the citizenry. It's the youngest children. They're always the ones that are the most vulnerable and die in the largest numbers because of the lack of resources. And that's where Food for the Poor has been on the ground for, you know, in these 17 countries for all these years. In your networks of pastors and of workers on the ground, you have the ability to really make a difference with your gift today by getting food to the people who are the hungriest, the fastest.
It's amazing because I recognize I have that same reaction. When we say to you that a one-time gift of $160 can rescue 4 children because of a match that is active right now in some of these countries of children that haven't eaten for a day, 2 days, 3 days, who have no future without you, it's met with disbelief just because we have so much. And as Mariah said, I give not out of guilt, but out of gratitude, recognizing God has lavished gifts on you. We're thrilled at all that he has blessed you with. We're inviting you to share some of that blessing, to say, I want to take my $80 and transform the life of two children. I want to take a one-time gift of $320 and transform eight children. And there's an element of disbelief in that as well, because we've all been to the grocery store. My sister has seven kids, five of whom are boys over 6 feet tall. I mean, they like locusts. They can strip a refrigerator in no time. So when I say something outlandish like a one-time gift of $160 provides four children with food for a year, I want to give you kind of the backstory. It's because we do have partners on the ground. We have been doing this for four decades. There is little friction when we make a shipment, when we send containers, when we purchase in bulk. We have partners like the government of Taiwan who donates every year tons of food, which have often been allocated to Haiti, where we have a staff of 400 Haitians. These are not Americans trying to find their way through the complexity of the landscape in Haiti. These are people who know how to get the most good out of every dollar of your donation. We're talking about Guatemala, where Taiwan has also recently allocated tons of rice just because of the desperate need. Maybe your gift is transferring that rice from the port into the isolated village like Niagara that I had a chance to visit, where for 6 months a year, they're totally cut off because of raging rivers. They looked at me with so much pain, and I'm a tender person. People are like, how can you travel and hear these stories? And it's because of you. I think of you when I'm standing in front of these mothers and fathers sharing their heartbreaking story, because I trust that I'll come back. Kevin and I will share the simplicity of the need, and you'll respond with generosity.
Which is what you normally do. And for numbers of years, those of you that have given the food for the poor know the good work that they are doing. And it's just incumbent upon me to say there are 325 starving children whose names we know, who are parts of specific communities where Food for the Poor volunteers and pastors and workers on the ground have consistent contact. And these are the children that need the food that we can provide today. When you give a gift of $80, that would normally feed a child for a whole year. 160 would feed two children for an entire year. 320 would feed four children for an entire year. And I dare you to find a more economical model than that in terms of actually feeding children. But consider this. Consider that for the remainder of this hour, if you give a gift right now, it will be doubled in terms of impact. So one child, $80 feeds now two children. 160 would feed two, now it feeds four. 320 would feed four, now feeds eight. If you can out imagine me, maybe you're going to give $3,200. You can double the 1,000 into 2,000 number of children. It's important for you to help us right now, and we're so grateful for those of you that already have. Here's the phone number. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You can also make a gift online at WMCA.com or call 855-907-4673.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes. They've meticulously designed stylish footwear with all the fits and features you want. They have fits like wide fit, relaxed fit, stretch fit, arch fit, and more. Plus, they have luxurious features including Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's like walking on a cool side of the pillow all day long. And best of all, they find a way to keep them affordable. You simply can't get more comfort and style for your dollar. So if you want the kind of footwear I'd create, get yourself a pair of Skechers. It's comfort with style and more.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wolnow, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Are you ready?
There is a daze of deception like a fog that is sweeping over the world right now in the narratives that are out there.
That's Pastor Jack Hibbs from Real Life Radio warning about the rise of deception.
Jesus said there's going to be absolute radical deception in the last days.
You can download a chapter of his new book, Days of Deception, when you enter to win an iPad pre-filled with content from Pastor Jack, including the complete digital copy of Days of Deception. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword deception. There will be three first prize winners of an Apple iPad, also loaded with four exclusive behind-the-book videos to give you a deeper dive into how to live in the days of deception and more. Enter to win one of three grand prizes and receive a download chapter of Days of Deception.
Click on the banner at WMCA.com and listen to Real Life Radio weekday afternoons at 4.
Need a word from God? Here's Through the Bible's Minute with McGee.
Man's history is a history of warfare and constant conflict going on. And you will find that this is true today, not only among nations, it's true among cities. You find it in the business world, you find it in the social world, and you find it today in the religious world. There is this conflict that is going on. And I think that you'll find it in practically every neighborhood, and you'll find it in many homes. No peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Now, if you can make peace in the human heart apart from God as a wicked man, then you will contradict the word of God. So far, no one has been able to do it.
Get more solid Bible teaching at Through the Bible, ttb.org.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You're listening to AM 570, The Mission. So thankful to have you with us. We are working hard to try to impact the world around us, working this year with our good friends at Food for the Poor to again feed those who have no means of feeding themselves. Let me drop a little statistic on you. If I said 72 hours, what do you think that would represent? Amitra, do you know the answer to what does 72 hours represent?
No, I'm casting about because I want to answer correctly.
It's what the leading authorities, the scientists, say is the average length of time between what can be arguably noted as sustaining meals for children in the third world, particularly those who are orphaned. 72 hours. Now, that is an astounding length of time. And I would ask anybody in the audience, if you were on your own in a third world country, living by yourself, out in the, you know, wherever you could find shelter, how long would you sustain life going 72 hours at a time in between? We're not talking about eating tree bark or, you know, digging up dirt or anything like that. We're talking about actual food. 72 hours. What kind of pain, what kind of hurt do you think that you would encounter over and over again? Well, that's the reality for many of the children that Food for the Poor has contact with. And we have the chance to say to those children, no, not 72 hours, twice a day, twice a day, you're going to get nutritional food that's going to help you grow. And Anitra, that's something that when I first learned that statistic, I was like, wow, the Food for the Poor program is so vital because it is a life-saving mechanism for most of the children that it reaches.
You're exactly right. And you mentioned tree bark and you might have thought, what is he talking about? And unfortunately, it's a reality. We're talking about, imagine being so desperate because that one meal that was followed by 72 hours and then maybe just one more meal. It's not a 72 hour gap between the certainty and security of food. It's between sustainable meals. And so these mothers, these fathers, out of desperation, out of love for their children and to stop the anguish of the hunger pangs, do give their children tree bark to chew on. They brew coffee. They give them water. They do whatever they can just to alleviate the pain because they do not have access to food. That's because of circumstances beyond their control. We're talking about some of the most impoverished countries in our hemisphere: El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Haiti. Kevin, when we stand in front of those mothers, I mean, and we hear their story, you immediately reach for your own pocket. And then you feel compelled to tell everybody you know, and you invite everybody you talk to into the miracle because they're moving from chewing on leaves and tree bark to plates of food. These are mothers who can't appeal to government agencies or neighbors. Their neighbors are in the same condition. I mean, right. How many times have we traveled and heard, oh, yeah, I got food, but I shared it. I mean, even people who are teetering on the edge of life have this impetus to share with the children of their neighbor. But I invite you. We invite you. Will you step into that darkness right now, knowing that your one-time gift is going to provide two meals a day for a year? Consider a year. I mean, what are you going to be doing in a year's time? How many changes will your family have gone through? You give that as a gift to a family who woke up this morning begging God because he's the only one they can appeal to for a meal. They considered that a miracle. Imagine their response when a pastor, a minister tells them, your children are going to eat for a year.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You can also go to WMCA.com and click on the Food for the Poor Give Life banner at the top of the page. It's easy to do, and I would encourage you to do it because it only takes a couple of minutes, whether you call or whether you go online. It doesn't really matter. It just takes a couple of minutes. But the impact for the coming year for that child, as Anitra said, is just astounding. And the truth is, the 325 kids that are on the critical needs list for Food for the Poor, the ones we're helping with in this campaign, they may not have a year. They may not have 6 months. They may not have a month. If they don't start receiving food, it's conceivable that a grand number of those children on that list will not make it another year. So you're literally rescuing their life from the clutches of the poverty that they live in and the anxiety, the just the ongoing torture that hunger is. And, you know, I know that we think we know what hunger is in this country. We really don't. Go make that call. 855-907-4673. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of the box stores or the shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they would prefer to just pass the savings directly on to you. And they're having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem/solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. And to get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack of towels set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer won't last long, so order right now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. That's MyPillow.com and use promo code WMCA.
Hello, this is Alistair Begg inviting you to join me and my friends from Salem Media Group on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this coming September. We'll enjoy the beautiful fall scenery along the coastline as we make our way from Boston up through the Gulf of St. Lawrence and over to Quebec City. Our voyage will include stops in Rockland, Maine, Nova Scotia, and Prince Edward Island. We'll be visiting charming villages, touring historic lighthouses, dining on fresh seafood, and along the way we'll have the opportunity to enjoy a wonderful time of Christian fellowship as we learn from God's Word together. That's the Deeper Faith Canada and New England Cruise, September 2024. Learn more and book your ticket online at deeperfaithcruise.com or by calling 855-565-5519. I hope you'll come along.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com. I'm Kevin Cottrell here with Dan Buttafuoco, one of our good friends of the radio station, and he has been an attorney, Dan, how many years now?
41 years.
And you recently settled your $136 million case. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, thank God, Kevin. We've been really fortunate. We've got a staff of 24 people, which is committed to serving the needs of the seriously injured people due to medical malpractice, product liability, or just a simple car accident. We handle it all. We've grown. We're now in 50 states. Many of these people are pretty seriously injured and really need that money to exist and have some quality of life.
Call Buttafuoco & Associates at 800-NOW-HURT and have them evaluate your case. That's 800-669-4878, 800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates cares that you get the best results. They don't take the easy way or the easy money. They fight for the maximum benefit. 800-NOW-HURT, Buttafuoco & Associates, 800-669-4878, 800-NOW-HURT.
You know, you see a huge group of people and maybe they're in line to do something and they seem happy about it. You have to wonder, okay, what am I missing? What's going on here? What are these people excited about? Well, in this case, it's thousands of people and they're joining MediShare. Why? Well, MediShare is a much more affordable alternative to health insurance. It's reliable, too. It's a well-run community of Christians. They've been sharing each other's medical expenses for more than 30 years, so it's proven. And if you switch, you'll likely save hundreds of dollars a month. Most members wind up paying about half what they used to. And you know what? They find they like it better. MediShare's member satisfaction rate is 98%. That's way better than health insurance, as you might imagine. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. You get telehealth 24/7. Huge freedom in choosing your doctors. At least check into it. This may be one of those things where you're like, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Why not start saving now? Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough. It's great to have you with us on a beautiful spring day here in the New York tri-state area. Our eclipse is gone. The earthquake's gone. We have kind of our life back, such as it is in New York these days. But we are not lessening our devotion to helping those that need help one little bit, because we play a huge role in their development. And friends, I just want to emphasize, this hour we have the unique responsibility and opportunity to not only give gifts that help children not starve to death, but if we give them this hour, we will double the impact. We will save twice as many children. Anitra, let me ask you just not theoretically, but to you, the best of your knowledge, what are the stats on hungry children in the countries that Food for the Poor works with?
They're staggering. I don't have access to the numbers, but I can tell you that Food for the Poor has been working in these 17 countries for the past 40 years. And even the World Health Organization says that we are teetering on the brink of famine. And I'm a writer, so I take words very seriously. I mean, famine is a shocking word. It is such a lack of access to food. We're not talking about food insecurity where sometimes you eat and sometimes you don't. It's because there is such a systematic, sequential lack of access to food. We're talking about families who maybe never had an abundance but had enough, but because of rising food costs, suddenly their children can't eat. We're talking about families where the father may travel for hours just to work for a couple dollars, and you think, okay, if he makes $2, if he makes $5, then, you know, corn must be pennies, right? Unfortunately, no. These prices are commensurate, unfortunately, with what we're seeing in our grocery store. I mean, I remember just being stunned at the cost of a dozen eggs. And yes, it was shocking. And yes, we had to reallocate our funds. But for these families, there is no margin. You, as the body of Christ, are the answer to their prayers. I love that an anonymous donor listening in Northvale said, I have been so blessed. My family has been so blessed. We've never gone without nutritious food. So I believe it's my responsibility now as a follower of God to extend that blessing to somebody else. And we can say 350 children are starving, but I love introducing you to the one, to allow them to have a face, to allow them to have a story, for you to connect with them, because I know your generosity. You're the one in the big box, restroom that's just giving a harried new mother a diaper, or telling a new father, yes, they will eventually sleep through the night. This generosity is changing the lives of families like Lourdes.
There are some times when the kids go to bed and we just stay in the night crying, talking about how hard the life it is for us. It's very hard to see my kids go to bed with hunger and not having something to give to them.
It's so hard, and to not be able to give something to them. Anitra, you know, I have, you know, four children, and I can see their faces in my sleep when they desire something, and the heartbreak that goes into my heart when it's not even life essential, you know, when it's not, you know, they just want some little gadget or trinket or toy or something that the other kids have or whatever. And I say, well, you know, we're on a budget. We're not going to be able to do that this month, you know, and I see the tears start to well up, and I feel the pain in not being able to do that. I cannot imagine the weight, right, that it would be on me if I could not give them food.
And you and your wife probably lie in bed, you know, talking about your kids, praying for them, whether it's please let them survive math or let them find good friends or even a future. You know, we have friends that are even now praying for their son's future spouses. But imagine lying with your husband, your wife in bed, and knowing that a couple feet from you on a pallet are your children, and you put them to bed, you tuck them into bed with no food and no hope of food tomorrow. But on this day of hope, you change everything. I mean, as stark and desperate as that reality is, the impact of your one-time gift changes everything, the trajectory of that family, because your gift provides them food for a year, two meals a day for 365 days. The reason I say it that way, of course, you know how long a year is, but I think it's kind of a chance to just stop and recognize, are you kidding me? Like, that's a transaction that I can get behind. That's an exchange that I want to be a part of. And we're so grateful to everybody who's already checked in and said, oh yeah, count me in. No child left hungry when I know I can rescue two children by giving my gift right now because of the match, by feeding them for a year.
Well, I want you to think about this, friends. If you were to do the math, and you do 365 times two meals a day, that's 730 meals for the year, right? Okay, if you divide that by $80, you're down to well, let's do $80 divided by the 730 meals. You're down to 10 cents a meal. That's the normal cost of what it would be for food for the poor to feed that child for the entire year.
Right.
But now when you consider that this matching gift is coming into the picture, you are going to provide how many meals? 1,460. 1,460 meals for an $80 gift. Double that. $29.29.20 for a gift of $160. Where can you go and buy nearly 3,000 meals for the cost of $160? You can't. But Food for the Poor has the opportunity while this hour is in effect. But you need to call now so that you make sure you take advantage of that match opportunity. Go provide some 3,000 meals. Almost 3,000 meals. Just go make that happen. If you do $320 right now, you're going to feed 8 children. I don't even begin to know how many meals that is for the year. But just this is the economy of scale of the good that you can do when you give your gift right now. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or go to WMCA.com.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number 2, for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15, 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number 0, which is my PSA, 0, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment, what every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
Want more AM 570 The Mission? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at AM570TheMission.com or download our AM 570 The Mission app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 570 The Mission.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back. Final few minutes of today's show. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us and very thankful for those of you that have gone to the phone and said, nope, I'm not going to let a child starve on my watch. I'm not going to let 2 children starve on my watch, or maybe 2 or 4 children or 4 or 8 children, whatever you've been inclined to give and the amount that the matching gift has done for that. That continues through the end of this hour. So please do not be delayed in doing what is good. Just before the break, Anitra, I was trying to do the math on the matching gift, and get this. If you give $320 one-time gift, okay, one-time gift, $320, normally that would be 4 children receiving 750 meals for the year. So normally it would feed about 3,000 meals to the people that are hungry. If you double that, you're now delivering, get this, 6,000 meals to people who are hungry for the one-time gift of $320 at a nickel apiece. You're able to provide, and it's not just nonsense stuff. I've been in the food for the poor feeding centers. The beans and the rice and the other items that they put together, they are delicious. I wanted to eat what I was serving to the children, but I didn't because I knew that would be the only food they would get that day. Food for the poor at the end of the day was going to take me back to the hotel, and we were going to have some nice, you know, baked chicken or something that came from the hotel's kitchen. And that would have been a meal that the children at the feeding center would have died for. But what I'm saying is the rice and the beans, the carbohydrate, the protein, this is the most nutritious combination that those children need for their bodies to continue to grow and to develop. And I don't think it takes much imagination to understand that if you cut that off, if you've cut off the development for any length of time, particularly for children, Anitra, that is really damaging to who they end up becoming.
It is, because they have lost their future. We say give life, give food, give hope, because that's real. And Kevin, I love that you have just given number to the impact of the gift. But on the other side, I want you to think of the one. I had a chance to meet a mother, and can I suggest she's praying for you to step forward right now?
When you pray to God, what do you say to Him about yourself and your family?
I ask God for strength and courage with my kids. I know God doesn't ever give any pain without relief, so I ask Him to keep giving me strength to better raise my kids. Maybe put someone on my path that'll make a difference in my life.
That is, and I know, Mitra didn't tell me, I know from the Creole that is being spoken, that is a young woman from Haiti who is describing what she is longing for. The idea that that mom undergoes that strain every single day trying to meet that basic need. Friends, you take that worry out of her mind when you give that gift to help feed her child. Thank you to those who gave. Keep listening. Keep praying. We have 325 children we're trying to rescue this year, and we can't do it without you. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or WMCA.com.